This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Utah Republican Senator Bob Bennett, who joins me from Capitol Hill to talk about the latest developments in the Senate health care debate. And Senator, it's a great pleasure to have you with us.
Always my pleasure.
Well, let's start with an issue that's getting a lot of attention in the past couple of days, and that's that Ben Nelson of Nebraska, who may be the last Democratic holdout for whether or not to invoke cloture on the Senate version of this bill. There are reports out there that he has been threatened that an Air Force base in his state, Offutt Air Force Base, could end up on the base realignment and closure list if, in fact, he doesn't allow this issue to go forward to a final up or down vote. You have signed a letter to the administration wanting more information on this. What can you tell us right now?
All I can tell you is that we're not getting an answer yet. But this would be one of the most outrageous demonstrations of presidential power that I have ever seen. You know, I'm old enough to have been around this town in the days of Lyndon Johnson, and he was pretty imperial, and he would beat up members of the Senate really quite brutally. I don't think even Lyndon Johnson would try anything like this.
How will this proceed, do you think? Will you get answers, or will this kind of fade into the background?
Well, we're going to continue to press for answers. It might very well fade into the background, particularly if Ben Nelson decides he wants to stand firm and not vote for cloture. I don't see, given the kind of publicity that this thing's gotten, how the administration would dare do it now. It's the kind of thing you do under the cover of night, and when it gets exposed in advance, it becomes less and less likely. And they'll be running around saying, oh, no, we never, no. Would think we would ever do a thing like that? That's why outing it, that's why making it clear now is the very best way to prevent it from happening.
Senator, obviously there's a race right now to get the Senate version of this done before Christmas. What's the odds on that right now?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know the negotiations and the deals that are being offered on the Democratic side. But the one thing I do know is that they don't have the votes. If Harry Reid had the 60 votes, we would have cloture filed immediately. And for all of his public statements that, oh, of course we have the votes, oh, of course we will get this done, he's not going to get it done until he gets the votes, and he's not going to take the motion on cloture until he has the votes. And the longer we can drag this thing out, the more we make it likely that it's done in 2010, and if it's up for a vote in 2010, that's an election year, and that makes it that much tougher for those Democrats who are hearing overwhelmingly from their folks back home that they hate it.
It's interesting, Senator, that given the tactic employed by Senator Coburn yesterday to slow the process down and read the amendment proposing a single-payer system into the record, all 767 pages of it, the mainstream media really seemed to rail on this as a tactic designed to slow down the process. And Republicans aren't denying that you do want to slow down the process. Explain why those who are critical of that don't quite get it.
Well, we're opposed to the bill. That's the first thing that people need to understand. We're opposed to the bill, and we don't think it can be fixed. We're not offering amendments in order to fix it. We're offering amendments in order to force the Democrats to confront some of the bad parts of the bill and force them on the record to say, oh, gee, I've opposed this amendment that would have, and then you fill in the blank, because every amendment we propose exposes one of the problems in the bill. Sure, we want to make sure that it does not get voted on in 2009, because the chances that it gets defeated if it's voted on in 2010 are better. There's nothing really complicated about that. I think even a journalist and mainstream media ought to be able to figure that one out.
We're talking with Utah Republican Senator Bob Bennett. And, Senator, there's been some confusion about how the process works, and I just want you to clarify it for our listeners, if you can. We know that where the process stands right now, the Democrats need 60 votes to move to a final vote, which would be a simple up or down vote. They need 50 or 51 votes. The confusion is that if this were to pass and go to a conference committee and come back to the Senate, would it still need 60 votes to get to a final vote, or just an up or down simple majority?
The motion to proceed to the conference report is privileged, which means that it comes ahead of other items. Now, there are some motions that are debatable with respect to a conference, and one of them is the motion to appoint conferees. So they would need another 60 votes in order to appoint the conferees. But there's a big question of what happens in the conference, whether or not there are points of order that can be raised about the conference. There are all kinds of procedural things that we will look for as we go along. So stay tuned. If you're a political junkie, this is the most interesting fight you'll probably see in your lifetime.
Senator, in terms of the changes made to the bill lately, we just talked to your colleague Kit Bonda, Missouri, a little while ago, and he says it's hard to tell what Republicans think of the changes because you haven't seen anything yet. What explanation are you getting from Democrats, as and certainly the leader's office, as to why, after all these days, there aren't really any details about the changes being made, other than that the public option appears to be off the table?
Yeah, every time they try to pick up the elusive 60th vote, they do it by making a deal. And they say, okay, we will take the public option out, Joe Lieberman. And he says, all right, you take the public option out, then I'll vote for the bill. Well, that means they have to rewrite the bill. So they sit down behind closed doors and they rewrite the bill. And then when it comes out and we look at it, we say, no, wait a minute, that isn't taking the public option out. That's just renaming it. And if Lieberman says, I don't, now that I've read it, that's not the deal I want, so then they have to try again. Now, the other thing that applies here, every time they decide to make a change in the bill, it has to be rescored. It goes back to the Congressional Budget Office. How much is this going to cost? Because one of the things that they have done to get the votes that they do have pledged so far is to jigger the scoring in such a way as to make sure that it technically meets President Obama's pledge that he won't sign a bill that would add to the deficit. Now, as a practical matter, they've blown a hole through that argument enormously by their tactic of delaying the implementation date till 2014. I mean, there's no way there is an honest score that says this bill doesn't add to the deficit. So, okay, when they make a change, they've got to get it scored to see if somehow it stays within the limits of their smoke and mirrors artificial score for the whole bill. And that delays it further. So, yeah, they're constantly rewriting and then running down to CBO for another score. And if the score comes out that it's bad, then they have to rewrite it again. It's a very interesting process.
Senator, final question. Should we read anything into the fact that we haven't seen a CBO score on this latest version?
I'm not sure. I do think there's a possibility, and I hear this from some of my Democratic friends, that the CBO score may be very bad. That is, that it will be very expensive. And if that's the case, then I don't think you will see the CBO score. I think that will be leaked in advance to the Democratic leadership that, hey, the score's coming out and you're not going to like it, at which point they're going to say, well, then don't issue that score. We will make other changes in the bill in an effort to get a score that we do like. And that's part of the reason that we never, ever have a final version of the bill before us.
Well, Senator, we'll keep watching and we'll certainly see if there is a vote before you head home for Christmas. In the meantime, Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
Utah Senator Bob Bennett. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.